The discussion included policymakers, researchers, and judges like Fulton County Superior Court Judge Kimberly Esmond Adams.
We talked about their graduation rates, the fact that many of them don't go on to college, the inability for many of those families to remain intact for a variety of reasons. And we end up seeing a lot of those young people, regrettably, in courts across this country.
Esmond Adams says she doesn't have any local data on how many people sentenced to prison also have children, but she believes the numbers are significant.
Without committing to an actual figure, I do believe that it's safe to say that probably upwards of 50% of the defendants who are sentenced to time in, and I won't say that the county jail, but to time in prison, have children.
Esmond Adams hopes to develop a pilot program in her court to collect actual data and explore possible solutions.
I'm happy to use my court and the defendants who appear before me as the test for it.
She hopes to develop a worksheet requiring defendants to list how many children they have and their ages. Defendants would also list who the primary caregiver would be if they're removed from their family and how they would maintain contact with their children.
It is my hope that in creating the worksheet, and perhaps by working with the defense bar and with defendants who come at least before this court, perhaps on a trial basis, that we can begin to deal with that issue. Also, I am hopeful that in doing this, we might be able to look at alternatives to incarceration for less violent offenses.
Esmond Adams also plans to work with a local nonprofit group that helps incarcerated children see their parents on a regular basis and receive services to help them succeed. Michelle Worth, WEBE News.